Jesus turns water into wine. There was a wedding in Cana, a town in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And what was her name? The name of the mummy of Jesus?
Mary.
So Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. And when they needed wine, the mother of Jesus, Mary, said to him, "They've got no more wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, my hour has not yet come. What have I got to do with you?" His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now, Mary was an ordinary woman. She wasn't the mother of God. She was an ordinary woman whom God had chosen to have his son by. And Jesus was the Son of God and not God himself. Now, there were 6 stone water pots standing there, which were used by the Jews to make themselves clean. They held 20 to 30 gallons each, so they were quite big. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill up these water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And then he said to them, "Go and serve this out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. And when the master of the feast tasted the water that was made wine, not knowing where it had come from, although the servants knew that it had been turned into wine from water, then the master of the feast called the bridegroom. That's the man who's getting married. And he said to him, "Everyone usually sets out the good wine at the start of a feast, and when men have drunk well, then the wine that's not so good. But you have kept the good wine until last." This beginning of miracles Jesus did in Cana in Galilee, and he showed forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Now, that's typical of how Jesus can turn the most ordinary things like water into something special, like wine. And you also see how humble Jesus was, that actually it was only the servants who knew, because it was them who had filled up the water pots with water, and then they'd had the faith to pour it out as wine. And so nobody knew the wonderful miracle that Jesus had done apart from the servants and his disciples. So that just shows how humble Jesus was. And he can do wonderful things in our lives. There can be things that happen to you that are very private, and you might pray for something and then, wow, the answer comes. And that it all just shows that it's between us and God and us and Jesus. Other people in the world might not know the wonderful thing that's happened. And so that's how it was in the ministry of Jesus.